Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Walkersville Bowling and Thurmont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard. Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our opening edition of High School Sports Scoreboard here on Cool Oldies 1450, where we talk about an exciting beginning to the 2022 high school football season. A couple of things we want to get you caught up on. We've got some new sponsors as well that we want to welcome on board, and we've got a great high school lineup for you. We're going to do some picks and previews and players to watch, and we're going to cover both leagues, both the Central Maryland Conference in Frederick County and the YAIAA up in Adams County, and our friends at Fairfield Knights High School there. So lots of football to cover in the next 30 minutes. We'll be broadcasting our high school sports scoreboard with you every Saturday morning from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right in the middle of Nick Brady's show, The Brady Bunch, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. We think it's a great slot for you, and we're going to do, typically, on Saturday morning, we'll wrap up the scores and, you know, just kind of tell you what happened the night before on Friday Night Lights in Frederick County and in Adams County, as well as give you a little taste of what's to come that next week. So let's get started right away. We're going to kick this off right now with, we're going to talk about the Central Maryland Conference. For the last couple of weeks now, I've had the honor of coaching with the Catoctin Cougars coaching staff, just to give me a chance to get my football chops sharpened and to learn some of the players' names and, you know, just have some fun. Also, I've been honored. It's been a great beginning of the football season this summer to write articles for both the Catoctin Banner and the Emmitsburg News Chronicle. The Banner will contain an article in the September edition on the Cougars, and the Chronicle September edition will, I'm talking about Fairfield football. So a lot of fun writing those two columns. Never done anything like that before, but pretty excited to be a part of talking about football on the radio as well as in the medium in our local newspapers. So CMC team updates. Let's talk a little bit about how everybody finished last year. Just kind of let's for just a split second, let's kind of refresh our memories from where we left off last December. We ended with a Linganore in the state championship. They lost that state championship by a slim margin, ranked first in the Central Maryland Conference in football with a 12-1 record. Linganore, a very, very strong team. Once again, Rick Connor, Coach Rick Connor, brings it to the table. He's got a stable of good, solid running backs and skill position receivers over there, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in football here in Frederick County. So I have them last year's number one pick, and I have them again predicted rank for 2022, number one again in my book. Now, I know some of the local media has predicted that Frederick will be in the number one slot, and Frederick is going to have a really strong team. I believe that they're probably going to fall into the number two slot, simply because, guess what, both Frederick and Linganore are in the same division, and they're going to knock each one of those teams is going to knock the other one out in the regular season and possibly even again in the playoffs, which is exactly what happened last year. So looking forward to number two Frederick. They finished second last year as well with a 10-3 record, so nothing's changed between last year and this year. We've still got our Central Maryland Conference football predictions of Linganore 1 and Frederick number 2. Last year, the number 3 team was Middletown. Middletown was 8-3, and Middletown had an exciting year. Middletown returns with the star running back Carson Smith. He is a load. It's impossible to bring down. Defenses are going to have to scheme and game plan against him. And the secret to Middletown and whether they get beyond the number three ranking and maybe even challenge Frederick from that 8-3 record last year and a third ranking last year is whether or not they can come up with something other than Carson Smith running the ball down people's throats. They need a passing game, in other words. So if Middletown can come up with a passing game that keeps the defense off guard, Middletown might be a force to be reckoned with. Last year, the number four team was Walkersville. with a 7-5 record. But this year, I'm predicting Oakdale will take over that slot. Oakdale has got some real, a big team, big strong team, returning some good talent and bringing in some new talent that might surprise a lot of people. With a 6-5 record last year, they were in fifth place in the CMC. I'm saying they're going to bump Walkersville out and move up into the fourth place. Of course, that'll move Walkersville down to fifth. They were in fourth place last year, 7-5 record. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a recap for you. Linganore, Frederick, Middletown, and Oakdale, then Walkersville. So then who's going to slip into that number six position? Well, I think it's going to be Urbana. Urbana finished 5-7 last year. They were in sixth place last year, and I think Urbana's going to come back and do just about pretty much what they did last year in a tough, again, Urbana's in a 4A division, which is, you know, they're playing big schools down in Montgomery County, and they're going to have their hands full with the likes of Quince Orchard and Seneca Valley and Damascus, for that matter, schools like that. So number six in my predictions for the Central Maryland Conference is going to be the Urbana Hawks. And then coming up number seven, the team that is much improved, a team that has shown up and is doing a lot of development, a small school team, a 1A team, Brunswick, with a 7-5 record last year. They were in fourth. I think they're going to be pushed. Actually, they were tied for fourth place with Walkersville, and I think they're going to be pushed this year probably a little bit down because of the strength of Oakdale and Walkersville. Walkersville is coming back with a really good team. I've got them ranked in fifth place this year, and you know, Coach Paulus always brings it, so look out for Walkersville. I've got them moving into a tie. Excuse me. I've got them in fifth place this year from a tie of fourth last year, so they slipped just a half of step based on the strength of Linganore, Middletown, Oakdale, and Frederick. So let's move on now. The eighth team ranked, Tuscarora. The Titans had a rough year last year. They were in seventh place last year with a 1-8 record, and my goodness, wow, what do you say about that? Except Tuscarora will do better. They've got a little bit better team this year. They've got a good coach, good solid coaching, and we expect them to do a little bit better this year. Okay, and then the ninth team, the ninth position, we've got that as a tie, a two-way tie from last year. Catoctin tied with TJ. Both of them had 1-9 records. Catoctin will move into that ninth place, just a hair above TJ, who also finished the year 1-9, tied with Catoctin for eighth place. So that's it. I'll recap for you. Linganore in first, Frederick second, Middletown third, Oakdale fourth, Walkersville fifth, Urbana sixth, Brunswick 7, Tuscarora 8, Catoctin 9, and TJ 10. And let me say a little bit about Catoctin, if I may. Catoctin had a scrimmage day before yesterday afternoon against Francis Scott Key, and they only played a half with a clock and referees the first half. Second half, they did kind of more like a scrimmage performance, but that first half, Catoctin beat Francis Scott Key 34-0. So Catoctin is a real deal. They're 1A school. They're going to be good. They're going to challenge people, the secret to that is they've got a young team. They've got some young skill players. Their only depth is at running back. And they've got seniors leading the team, two seniors that are going to be outstanding, Connor Crum and J.D. McCallion. So Catoctin, you know, let's see how they do against Boonesboro. I think that's going to give us the temperature of this team, because Boonesboro may be the best team in Washington County. Looks like in the early predictions it will be, even though they have a new coach over there. So that, you know, that kind of wraps it up for the CMC. It gives you my bold predictions for the CMC for 2022. Here's the first one, is that Leonor will make an unprecedented fifth consecutive appearance in the 3A state championship. So that's my bold prediction for 2022. Players to watch around the CMC, Leonor's receiver Matthew Hopman finished last season with 17 receptions, 276 yards and 4 touchdowns. Keep your eyes on him. He's only getting better and better. And of course, Arneson at the running back for Leonor as well. Two players to watch. Keep your eyes on. Next week, I'm going to remind you, we're going to come back with scores and game highlights for sure. And let's move up now to the YAIAA Division III team updates, which involves, of course, our Fairfield Knights over there in Fairfield, Pennsylvania. The Knights start out their season today, as we speak, right at this moment. Kickoff is taking place against Winbur at Chambersburg High School. Now, there's a kind of a backstory in all of that and how that developed. You'll be able to read about it in the Chronicle, so I don't want to spoil that one because there's a great backstory behind how they ended up. Their home opener ended up on the road at Chambersburg. So I will be, you're listening to this and recorded. I will be at the game, and I will phone in some scores for you to Nick Brady during the game to keep you updated on the Fairfield's opening season home opener away at Chambersburg. So having said that, the team updates for 2022 for the Division III YAIAA, that's the Yorth Athletic Interscholastic Association, whatever. I can't think of the rest of the abbreviations there, but here we go. Now, the number one team in 2021 was York Catholic, who finished 10-1 on the season, but they've gone ahead and graduated 10 seniors. So York Catholic is... They're gonna have some challenges, but I still have them predicted in the number one slot. Number two team was DeLone. DeLone also graduated 10 seniors. They finished the season with a 6-5 record and a firm second place in the YAIAA. I predict that once again, DeLone will repeat. Last year, the number three team was Fairfield, but they graduated 6 skill positions. And I don't expect them to be with a 5-4 record last year in third place, just behind York and DeLone. I don't expect them to be as good this year. They've got a much smaller team. They've got a good stable of running backs and a new quarterback who's got some good skill sets. But, I looked at them out on the field at a scrimmage last week, and they're appreciably smaller team for high school. And I'm saying smaller in both stature as well as size. Only 19 players on the roster up at Fairfield. Only able to field 19 jerseys this year. Okay, so I'm going to move Bermudian Springs up into that number three slot for 2022. Of course, Bermudian finished just below Fairfield at 5-6 last year, number four. And then after Bermudian, I'm going to put the number five team, I'm going to keep them at number five again this year, Littlestown, with a 4-6 record last year. And after them, well, let's just go to Hanover. Now, Hanover, I predicted, Hanover was in the sixth position last year. This year, I've got Hanover staying in the sixth position because I had Fairfield move up to fifth. So I'm going to recap for you now my predicted rankings for this year: York, DeLone, Bermudian, Littlestown, Fairfield. So I've got Littlestown and then Fairfield in my predictions for this year. And so that's kind of a switch from last year. Hanover, they're going to be coming in at sixth place. They were also sixth place last year with a 3-7 record. The seventh place team, York Tech, 1-9 last year. And poor little Biglishville, they were 0-9 last year, and I've still got them in eighth place. But guess what? They're the sleeper team. I understand they had 42 players show up for practice this year to dress. So Biglerville may have solved their problem. I heard a little rumor that the coach went around and recruited the heck out of guys off season all during the summer, got a bunch of players back in the weight room, and so the sleeper team, the team to watch, is going to be Biglerville. So my rankings again, my 2022 rankings: York, DeLone, Bermudian, Littlestown, Fairfield, Hanover, York Tech, and Biglerville. Again, that was my bold prediction, was the most improved team is going to be Biglerville. That new coach, there's a new coach at York Catholic, and that's not going to change anything. Hayek for DePew, that they're going to still be number one. So my bold prediction is Biglerville could move up, and York Catholic will definitely stay on top at number one. Players to watch over at DeLone, I want you to keep your eye on Ryder Noel. He is going to have a breakout year at York Catholic. Of course, Nick Kreischer, he moves from defense over to offense. You keep your eye on that young man on offense, or he is going to be amazing. All right. So that's your bold predictions for both the CMC and the YAIAA for this year. From me, I want to thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Sports Scoreboard. We're going to wrap it up in just a few minutes and talk about some of the opening games after a commercial from some of our new sponsors that we want to welcome to high school athletics. The first one, of course, is Walkersville Bowling. What a great place. Walkersville Bowling, it's one of the last places where you can duck pin bowl. And you say, well, what's duck pin bowl? Well, you know those big, huge balls that have three holes in them that you're really hard to pick up and everybody drops them on the floor? No. Duck pins are very small balls, easy to handle, great for kids and seniors. And Walkersville Bowling, one of our brand new sponsors. And again, another one is going to be Country Kitchen. Thurmont Country Kitchen joins us sponsoring football. And finally, Kelco Plumbing. Kelco Plumbing over there, right there on Carroll Road, right there, the old Discount Fabrics building, Kelco Plumbing, and we'll tell you a lot more about them and more. Let's take a quick commercial break.
I like to go bowling with my friend.
Looking for a family fun night out? Want to get the kids off their phones and out getting some exercise? Check out Walkersville Bowling Center. Located on Biggs Ford Road in Walkersville, Walkersville Bowling is old school fun with new school excitement. Forget those big heavy balls with the holes. Get into some small ball fun that's easier for kids and seniors too. Walkersville Bowling features duck pin bowling, a game the whole family can play. Open 7 days a week with a great snack bar and some super specials. Check out Rock and Roll Saturday Nights or the Sunday Family Plan. Walkersville Bowling is a great place for private and company parties, birthdays, promotions, team building, and more. Call them today at 301-845-2244. That's 301-845-2244. Or check out their website, walkersvillebowling.com. Walkersville Bowling, a great place to have fun with family and friends. Walkersville Bowling is a proud sponsor of high school athletics on the radio.
Cool Oldies 1450 THU is the leader in high school sports broadcasting. Since 2008, we have broadcast more high school sporting events than any radio station in the four-state area. Football, basketball, baseball, and softball. Regular season playoffs and state championships from Southern PA to Brunswick, the Western Mountains of Maryland to the Eastern Shore. Cool Oldies 1450 THU is number one in high school sports broadcasting.
At Thurmont Country Kitchen, one recent diner summed it up perfectly.
This place is so good, the words are hard to find. It's a wonderful small town diner with awesome food and great service.
Thurmont Country Kitchen is located on Water Street in downtown Thurmont. Open weekdays 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Remember when Grandma used to say, if you're looking for a great restaurant, follow the locals. And that's exactly what you'll find at Thurmont Country Kitchen. A wonderful mixture of out-of-town guests, travelers up and down Route 15, and the local locals who love Country Kitchen's award-winning broasted chicken. Homemade cooking at its finest, with lots of sweets and goodies at the counter to go. Country Kitchen is a great place for birthday parties, meetings, or just to take the family when you're out and about. Their huge menu has something for everybody, and their warm country home atmosphere and small-town charm will take you back to simpler times. Thermont Country Kitchen, satisfying and delicious. You'll feel right at home at Thermont Country Kitchen. Thermont Country Kitchen is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on the radio.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to High School Sports Scoreboard. We're winding it down here as we give you a little rundown on what you can expect next Friday. Friday Night Lights starts in both Frederick County as well as up in Adams County, and we're looking for some great high school football to begin the season. Of course, we will be at Boonesboro, bringing you the Catoctin at Boonesboro game in a 1A matchup between two really good teams that always open the season against each other. They take turns having it at different place. Last year, Catoctin lost by a touchdown against Boonesboro at Catoctin, so Catoctin looking for a little payback this year and a great way to start off a big season. Kickoff will be 7 p.m. That's a Washington County time over there at Boonesboro. We'll bring you that game live on the radio as well as live video stream at WTHUradio.com. Let's get some other schedules there for you. Linganore will be at Kenwood High School. Kenwood is over in the eastern part of Maryland. Tuscarora at Middletown. Liberty High School comes up from Sykesville to visit Walkersville at Walkersville High School. They're a traditional, those two teams traditionally face each other in the opener every year. Frederick will travel all the way to Aberdeen High School up in the northern part, up there, you know, on the way to Delaware in northern Maryland in Cecil County. Again, let's see, Richard Montgomery is at Urbana. Urbana High School hosting the big old school in Montgomery County, Richard Montgomery. Brunswick will travel to South Carroll, so the Brunswick Railroaders are going to head over all the way over to Carroll County and take on South Carroll. And let's see, that's it. That's our wrap-up for all. Oh, Frederick, did I say Frederick? Yeah, Frederick's at Aberdeen. I got that one. Okay, so that's your schedule for the opening high school football. Let's take a look now at the schedule for Adams County for the YAIAA. Now, as I told you, there's a lot of teams that are playing Friday night to start the season. The Adams County season starts Friday night, the August the 26th. So I'm just going to jump ahead to the 2nd. I told you Fairfield is playing right now as we speak, but I'm going to jump till next Friday since we didn't cover any of the Friday night ones and give you the schedule for next Friday for Adams County for the YAIAA. The leadoff game is going to be Boiling Springs is going to travel to Bermudian. Bermudian will host Boiling Springs. Oh, I forgot. Lancaster Catholic is going to play at DeLone the night before. That's a Thursday night game. That will be Lancaster Catholic at DeLone. Boiling Springs at Bermudian on Friday night. On Friday night, Camp Hill will take over and travel to York Catholic. And so Camp Hill will be facing another great Division III team, just like they opened their season against Fairfield last year. Columbia will travel to Hanover. Cumberland Valley will be at Central York. Fairfield, as I mentioned, Fairfield, they will be going to Eastern York. They having played against Winbur in their first game. This is their second game of the season at Eastern York. Littlestown is going to take a trip to Susquehannock. And let's see, that's it. That's it for the Division III on next Friday, September the 2nd. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed our opening edition of High School Sports Scoreboard here on Cool Oldies 1450. We're really excited that high school football is about to begin, and we're looking forward to bringing you these games live on the air. Again, we're going to bring you a two-league season. We're going to have one league on the radio and live video, and the other one live video online. So that's depending on the game of the week. It'll either be in Adams County at the YAIAA or right here in Frederick County with the CMC. And if you want to check out our sports schedule for football coming up, just go to WTHUradio.com and click on Sports and then Sports Broadcast Schedule. All right, on behalf of the entire team, we welcome our newest sponsors for high school athletics. That's Walkersville Bowling, Thurmont Country Kitchen, and Kelco Plumbing. And we'll see you out on the field for kickoff. You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.